At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Wednesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Plenty going on. Lots of NBA tonight. A full schedule. Tons of college basketball. Some great games tonight. Only a couple hockey games. We have plenty of football talk as well. We got the golf, too, we got to go through because they tee it off in La Quinta tomorrow for the Amex. So we'll see if Joe's got a deep shot for us. So skins at 1,000-1. We'll see if we can get Joe in on anybody else with the golf. So tonight, it's Wednesday's usually I put it with the golf night to get us set up for the weekend. And we'll do the football, including some coaching news and kind of a surprise. That one coach is going to be staying in his job, it appears like. Mike Carver, along with the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go! 4-2, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Carver, how are you? We're back in the saddle, right? We just did 3 hours of Coast to Coast.
Yeah.
What did I tell you, Carver? I said the Billy Club special, Kentucky over Miss State,
right.
Florida State, plus the points over Miami outright. Then I bet it. I go to the gym. I totally forgot.
Well, you were too busy with the Belgium workout or whatever it was you were doing over there.
Bulgarian
the
workout.
Bulgarian, Belgium, whatever you had cooking.
Taking the dumbbells. Bam! Bam!
I said it. Boom. Throwing them around over there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You want me to make your day even more? You want me to lighten you up even more even after that? We welcome in our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. With you on a Wednesday, Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, plenty going on. So Joe misses the Billy Club special with Kentucky, who's up big at the half against Mississippi State. And then the other play that Joe was talking up, and I thought it was going to be a sizzle play at one point, was this Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, no, don't tell me.
So the Cavs are up 26-9 with 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Donovan Mitchell with 14 already for the Cavs. He's got 14 points with four minutes left in the first quarter.
Carver,
sizzle play. He's going to go for 40-plus tonight, Joe. Sizzle play for Donovan.
And you know what's going to happen now.
Why don't you take him live?
I'm going to get involved in these dopey hockey games, and I'm going to lose money.
I'm not playing hockey tonight. Only two games. I'm not in
hockey.
I
liked Florida State so much tonight.
Mitchell for 40 is minus 118. You can't even get a good number on Mitchell.
Unbelievable.
Mitchell for seven threes is plus 340. He's got two already. He's got two already.
What about this Herb Jones?
Oh, you and Herb Jones. Never ends for you with Herb Jones.
Valanciunas for Bounds. Herb Jones, 3.5 Bounds plus 104. Let's get
got the Lakers and the Mavs coming up in about a half hour also. Sounds like Luka in, Joe, for the Mavs.
All right, I'm going for Herb Jones, 6 Pounds tonight, plus 370. And
yeah,
I said
I'm
Kyrie
not, I
would
can't
have
follow,
a big night.
I followed you last night. I can't follow you tonight with the rebound
now
props.
Now I know I got a shot. Maybe you were the negative, Mr. Negativity. Maybe yeah, you were Mr. Negativity. Should I go with this Hachimura
The way I've been going,
tonight?
It's possible. Oh, you want to, you love the fourth, fifth, seventh options on these teams. That's where you, you
oh,
love
Oh, I love it. I love it.
This is a national TV game with Luka, LeBron. This is a Stars game, Joe. Like Embiid and Joker last night.
Kyrie for 35 plus 260. And Herb Jones for £6. There you go.
All right, so you're already in. You've been here for 2.5 minutes, and you're already in the mix.
And I might as well lay it with Kentucky and get in on all the bets I missed at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, you can't get in on them now.
I mean, why? It's a 16-point game.
I know, but now what are they laying live?
16.5.
Yeah, I mean, come on. They probably win that game by 10. 14. LSU, system play, LSU, system play. Up 6. Let's go.
I'm gonna take Ole Miss.
Go ahead, plus 300 money line.
I'm gonna take Ole Miss. I just took it.
System play.
System play. I took Ole Miss just because I don't like your attitude.
Points or the money line?
Points plus.
Ah,
six
you see,
and
that's yeah. I mean, that's.
Whoa! I'm gutless now.
Yeah, that's not good enough. If you're gonna,
why
if you're
is
gonna, because if you're gonna make a statement like that, then go the whole way.
Nah, I'm not. I'm you know, I've been getting knocked around a little bit. I missed out. Missed out. I'm in.
UConn up 11 on Creighton early in the second half there. Virginia up 10 on Virginia Tech there early in the second half as well.
You can only back Va Tech when they're in Blacksburg against Virginia.
Yeah, not on the road. Florida State up 10 at the half on Miami. Another one of Joe's plays that he missed. They're up 10 at the half. Joe!
Carver, I know. It's bad. It's bad. Three Donovan, Florida State, and Kentucky. I would have put them in a parlay. I would have probably been on par for a great night. Now I'm chasing.
Man, Raptors up 41-18 at the end of the first quarter. Who scored all their points? How about this, Joe? How about this quickly? 10 points in the first quarter.
Isaiah quickly?
Emmanuel quickly.
I'm thinking of Isaiah Likely. You like him this weekend.
Might not like him anymore with Mark Andrews coming back. Wait a second. You like him this weekend. You tore me to pieces yesterday telling me,
You like him. You like him. Stop. You're out of order tonight. I think you're off the rails, to be honest with you. Huh? You didn't have enough for dinner? I didn't even eat, just so you know. So I'm going on empty stomach here. Could go for
so what does that mean? What happens after? Do you go back out now afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, I worked out until like right until, you know, we went on air. I'm still wearing the outfit. I like to get the juices flowing before I get on air. No good, huh?
I'm saying, are you going to go back out to eat after?
Of course I am, yeah.
Or are you going to eat at the house?
No, I'm going to go out. I need to see people.
Oh, wow. Need the socialization? The Cowboys are going to stick with Mike McCarthy, Joe. That's the news that came down a few minutes
ago. That's amazing.
And I'm pretty surprised.
But are you surprised to a degree? Yes. Are you not surprised? No, because Jerry can control McCarthy.
Now, let me ask you this, because here's another way to spin this.
Go ahead.
Is he coming back because Belichick wasn't interested in going to the Cowboys? If Bill was interested in the Cowboys, would he still be the coach? Probably not.
No, but let me spin it this way. What if Pete Carroll was interested in the job?
I think Pete Carroll's finished. I think he's finished.
That's it.
The only 72-year-old who's getting hired is Bill Belichick. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, here's what's going on. Minnesota leads Detroit at the half, 70-62. They were laying 11.5. The number's 13.5 now live. 241.5 the total. Nice effort by the Heat tonight in Toronto. So the Raptors trade Siakam this afternoon. They're up 47-18.
Unbelievable.
On the Heat. Look out. I mean, they're up 30. You can get the Heat catching 17.5. I feel like I need more than that right now, right, Joe?
Yeah.
I mean, when they're down that much,
they're getting both.
29 points. 226.5 the total. Rockets and the Knicks are tied at 25. That game is a dead under right now. The Hawks lead the Magic by 2, 34-32. Also a dead under. Celtics lead the Spurs 40-31. That's about midway through the second quarter. They just started the second quarter in Cleveland. The Bucks made a run. They were down. It was like 22-2 or something like that in this game. Now it's 32-22, so a little Dame time run for the Bucks in Cleveland. And the Hornets and the Pelicans are just underway. 10-9, Pelicans lead the Hornets. The Mavs and the Lakers start in about 25 minutes. Nets and the Blazers late night, Joe, is when that one will be.
You like the Nets or you like the Blazers?
I kind of like the Blazers getting the points at home just because the Nets have been so bad. They've been awful lately. I really don't want to back them laying points on the road. Kentucky now up 10, Joe.
All right,
Mississippi State with a little run. Now, what was the number? 6.5? 7.5? What was it before?
6.5.
All right, because it's 9.5 now, so you're getting close to where you were if you wanted to.
And Nebraska's hanging in the rack. Remember I liked Hoiberg, but I couldn't bet it because of Jersey.
LSU up 8. Let's go.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm catching 6.5 with Ole Miss. I need them.
I'm laying 3.5.
And I took the no sweat parlay tonight. Kyrie for 35, Kyrie for 5 threes, and LeBron for 25.
Yeah, I don't
tonight.
See that, Joe. I see one
I
for tomorrow
it.
Night. I see it for tomorrow night.
Today, the 17th is today, right?
Here. Yes, but I see one here on the offer sheet for tomorrow night's games.
Well, I got that too.
All right. The Bulls, Raptors, and Grizzlies, Timberwolves.
I just sent it to you here. This is not a TNT game. It's any game tonight.
All right. I had a live token for tonight on NBA. I ain't get a no sweat. I got a live boost, live 25% boost.
Yeah.
I have not figured out what I want to use that on yet.
This Ole Miss team, don't be gutless. Oh, they're kicking.
Yeah, look at you. Must be nice.
Why?
Look at you.
Yeah, you see Miami getting spanked? They're down 14.
Miami's getting crushed. What a gutless effort by them at home. They're not the same team.
They're letting them play in Baton Rouge tonight, too, Corvin. Letting them play. A little body English under the glass.
Yeah?
No call. No
they're
call.
Banging a little bit, huh?
Typical SEC West battle here. Unbelievable. A little body English.
UConn up 16 now on Creighton. About 13 minutes to go in the second half in that one. In the hockey, Joe. 1-0 Florida leads Detroit. That's in the second. And the Montreal leads the Devils 1-0 in midway through the second.
Yeah.
Dead under that game.
You want to jump in on the Heat plus 17.5 to down 30 right now?
Yeah, I was just, you know, I feel like I need more than that. It's 20.5 now. I don't know, Joe. I mean, when you get a game like that, like this, 33. Like, you get a game like this, like, I mean, nobody going to play in the second half. Like, you're going to hope, like, but Jimmy, but, like, these guys ain't going to play in the second half of that game. I don't think I want any part of it, Joe.
I laid.
You would need them to cut into that big time in the next 8 minutes because I think if it's still 30 at halftime, it's going to be a glorified scrimmage.
Think so?
Yeah.
I'm taking the over in the NHL game. What game did I say was the over one?
The Florida Detroit.
Well, it's 4.5 now.
Down. It's a low scoring game so far.
Smashing it.
Man, you just came out and you're just firing away, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's an in-game show. We're doing in-game.
I know, but you can't get back from the gym.
I'm doubling
the meat. Boom, 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 boom.
Doubling the meat on Ole Miss. I'm doubling the meat on Ole Miss.
Be careful there.
And I'm taking Kyrie. I believe Kyrie's going to smash it tonight. Everybody looking Luka, I'm going Kyrie.
Wow. Going the other way.
Yeah, he's playing against LeBron. That matters. That matters.
It does. It does matter. You're right.
Five threes for Kyrie, plus 300. Five threes for Kyrie.
Wow, you're looking for him to light it up.
Light it up, Kyrie. Say it ain't so, kid. Kid loves the perimeter. The kid loves the perimeter.
Texas leads UCF also. They just got going down in Austin, 22-8.
So Ole Miss getting smashed. Catching 8.5
That's
now.
That's correct. 10-point lead for LSU. System play. System play. Proud of this team right
Herb
now.
Herb Jones with a bound proud. Right out of the gate. The kid's on the glass early. Kid's on the glass. I love that kid.
I hope so.
I love that kid. System play.
All right, Joe. Horro is going to call after all, believe it or not.
What?
Yeah, he told me this afternoon that he was going to be busy tonight.
And then all of a sudden now he's calling. What does he want? Then he must want something.
Well, I don't know. Then he just texted me and said he could do one segment if he want. I said, oh, it's your spot, Rick. Whatever you want to do. Get you in. Get you in for a couple minutes.
We got to force him in. We got to squeeze him in. Maybe dinner was cut short. Maybe they didn't want him.
Meanwhile, Matias is going nuts with the Aussie Open. I blocked Donnie. I hear the tennis ball smashing in the background. What do we got today, Matias? Who's the big play out
the
down
Aussie
under?
Aussie Open.
Got a big winner for us here?
Kid is got gambling.
Jack Draper and Tommy Paul coming up in 10 minutes.
The rematch, man. Draper just got the best of him last week in Adelaide. You know, the little warm-up tournament prior to the Australian Open. So, and you know what? Draper's been hitting the ball well, but Tommy Paul made it to the final in the Australian Open last year. So this is his type of court. But, you know, I don't want to bet against Jack Draper right now, man. So if anything, stay away from that one. That one's a tight one. But if I put my money on it, I got to go with Draper, you know. He has the upper edge right now.
Wow.
Does he have a nice serve? How's his serve?
He does have a nice serve. He does have a nice serve. This kid's an all-around player, man. He lost in the final, actually, of the Adelaide tournament to Laheka. So he's riding with some confidence right now, Jack Draper is, man. He's a British. He's a young British kid, Jack Draper is. We're going to know about this name. Yeah, man. You know, this kid's exciting to watch play tennis. You know, he has all the tools to be a Masters champion, a big tournament champion. That's for damn sure. So we'll see how he is in the next few years. But, you know... Is he the next Andy Murray? I don't think so, but we'll see.
He's got the lineage.
Oh, Alcaraz going tonight, too. He's only minus 3,000.
Who?
Yeah, you know what? He had a hell of a first match against Gasquet, I got to say. Gasquet played a great first set, but the second that he ran out of gas, it was game over.
Mm. Wow. How about that?
All right.
Matias breaking down the Open here.
There you go.
We love it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Wednesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879. Every week we get our sports business and legal insider stopping by to say hi. And that, of course, is the one, the only, Rick Haro down in D.C. tonight. Hi, Rick. How are you?
So I'm between meetings. It's, you know, political night here in D.C. Mm. And I had the choice of lamenting about the Commanders, lamenting about the Dolphins, throwing out from that miserable game I had, shaking it off from you treating me and dissing me relentlessly during
Joe
the TV
that.
Component. About, are we going to a playoff? Oh, no, you're not.
You going to Hard Rock this weekend?
Would you become... you become very obnoxious in your old age, man. I got to tell you.
That's all right.
And I want
I'm
you to die a slow and violent death along with the Bills.
Whoa.
No,
whoa.
I love you. I love you.
Whoa, that's a family show. That's a family show.
Coming in hot. I want to come in hot, man. I
like
you
it.
Know, no slow and divine.
It's all good. We're great, right? We're doing all right. We're doing very well. So we have you for a couple minutes tonight, not the usual marathon, and that's okay. I want to bring this back up with you because I think it's an important thing, and Joe obviously missed it since he missed me giving you the business about Hard Rock, and that is, of course, one of the things you've got on the list this week is how this Saturday night Peacock game did do for NBC, which was talked about a lot last week. You got to go buy Peacock. Nobody's going to watch. Nobody's going to do this. And it ended up, Rick, being at least on the streaming level. Now, it was the least watched game out of the six, but that you can understand why that is. But they still had probably a hell of a lot more people than they thought they were going to get.
Well, listen, the 23 million, I mean, that's a huge number. And that Saturday night, middle of the six, and your point about the second Monday now game falling on a holiday every week.
Yeah, you watch them keep that.
But that Saturday night, I'm here with a whole bunch of people dealing with the World Cup potential and the 11 cities and kind of working with them getting money for their bids. It's going to be a major story. They're going to release the schedule for the World Cup in about 3 weeks. Everybody's going to get games. There are 11 cities, obviously including Boston, obviously New York, L.A., and I'm with the Boston guys, and we're talking about the Tuck game. Remember, the Tuck game was a Saturday night playoff game. Everybody loved that Saturday night wild card stuff. It's a big deal. And it's too bad that Peacock didn't the NBC $110 million buy it. Maybe they should have done a Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon. That Saturday night may be tough. On the other hand, look, the NFL gets all the money. They pay the players, the owners pay a lot of money, and that's part of the deal. On the other hand, I remember, you know, growing up in Miami in the 70s, where the Dolphins were undefeated regular season, still like going the road for the playoffs, because in those days, the home field wasn't relevant. And we were blacked out in Miami. So if I wanted to watch a playoff game and I wasn't going to go to Pittsburgh or Cleveland, I had to go to a movie theater and buy a ticket. So it sounds like, you know, it's the same kind of stuff. And there are a lot of Congress people who said the airwaves for the NFL are public. We granted them certain rights, and part of the deal was they wouldn't charge pay-per-view in any context for playoffs. So we're going to see how this works over time. I think it's going to be a regular Peacock weekend, and maybe it's just a one-shot $110 million just to get subscribers. Now, they have 30 million subscribers and 23 million viewers for that one game, so you do the math.
Rick, this is why I hate the NCAA, just like Carver, because it's bad enough that Florida State gets smacked out of the college football playoff, but then one of the first teams that gets hit with NIL sanctions is the Seminoles. Like, are they kidding me in regards to this? You mean to tell me they zero in on Florida State as the team that broke all these rules in regards to NIL?
You and I both know the Bowden legacy hangs over that program. I don't care what the NCAA does. You know, the Bowdens protect that program. You know, the spirit of Bobby Bowden is over them. We understand that FSU's president and the NCAA are not on the reciprocal Christmas card list, but it may not matter because the bigger issue is not that, but what the FSU suit about the ACC is going to be. And there's going to be a big shakeup. I'm really personally, you know, I'm a Miami guy, so you kind of learn not to like FSU. But at the end of the day, they were riding high. They were not chosen. We could see both sides of that. And then the transfer portal took over, and the injuries took over. And look, they may not have won the national championship, but they certainly were not a team that at the end of the day people remember getting blown out by Georgia. They were better than that.
Yeah, I guess. They would have got blown out either way. So,
well, what do you think, Carver? Well, you're bad on the NCAA.
Yeah, right.
I can't stand the NCAA, though. I don't think they do anything
right.
But you
think that are the one team for the NIL, they picked them?
Well, why don't we see if anyone else comes through? What do you mean? You act like they picked them out of a hat. I mean, they clearly were breaking the rules. So,
well, but what are the
rules? Break the rules, you get punished.
So here's the thing. Yeah, I understand. But the rules were defined by the president of the NCAA, who said, we don't like it, but we're going to accept college athletes getting paid because the courts tell us to. And, you know, wait a year and a half and we're going to come up with some rules. Well, they forgot to come up with the rules. So now it's the Wild West, and each of the collectives create their own rules. And the NCAA decided to start selectively enforcing certain schools that did certain things with the rules. So I'm usually a little more reserved than this, but you got to give FSU a little bit of credit. And Carver, I know that you're very juiced today because your Bills have this two-week narrow window where they're on the top of the NFL. But, you know, give everybody a break.
Okay. Yeah, he's right.
You like that?
I'm gassed up for this game,
right.
Rick. I want this guy to go down in the worst way, and I'm glad that my team hopefully is the ones who's going to do it. I want this guy to go down.
Which
I'm tired of all of it. Mahomes and the Chiefs, it's time for them to finally go down. Finally go down.
For the seven Buffalo Bills fans that are listening for you, I'm glad you are, you know, reaching some harmony with them. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. Kalen DeBoer goes to Alabama. Unconventional. Of course, Nick Saban out. Kalen DeBoer in after taking Washington to the college football playoff in the championship game. Things will be a little different in Tuscaloosa, Rick, on several fronts.
Well, you tell me. You both tell me. Is he the next Nick Saban or is he the next Brian Harsin?
Joe? Brian Harsin.
I think he's the next Brian Harsin. I really do. I think it's a bad fit. I don't see it, especially with Saban looming in the office there. He's got an office there. You don't think that Saban's going to walk down to DeBoer's office and say, hey, how are things cooking? They open with Georgia, Rick, in the SEC opener.
I know. Hey, by the way, and he's got an office and overlooks the field, and he may say, how are things cooking? Here, take this asparagus and put it up on high because, you know, you got to listen to me. So I don't know where that's going to go, but I know a lot of the Alabama people that I've talked to in the last couple of weeks are saying this guy really, really won in Washington, but is he the right fit? And if he asks that question a lot, then it may not become the right fit. But, you know, a lot of people are wishing him success. And remember when 2 years ago, 3 years ago, Dabo was going to be the odds-on guy and nobody even talked about him?
Amazing. It really is. I think it's going to be a tough scene. I don't know. Nick's had such a big personality, and he means so much to college football. Yeah. I think that people are going to expect, obviously not Nick's level, but this guy he's got, just listening to him at his press conferences, he's got the personality of wallpaper. I just think it's, now listen, when you win, that nobody cares about that stuff, I guess, right? But, like,
well,
Joe has brought up a
Nick
few
Saban
times,
have,
if you lose, then it becomes a problem.
Yeah. Are we taking, like we said on TV, are we taking Nick Saban to, you know, Cutchers and the Catskills and watching a comedy act?
Yeah, well,
I'm not sure if Saban was the top personality guy, too, but he had this.
Yeah, but he had the aura, you know, and he had, and his press conferences on, you know, there would always be something that would come out of all of them, whether it was the way he talked to a reporter, or the way he talked about his kids, or the way he talked, we got to do this. Like, there was usually something noteworthy whenever he spoke.
Well,
and that's why he's going to go to TV now, too. He's going to do game day.
He'll do games. And remember, I'm a big Nick Saban booster. You remember the shows that I would do, and we have him on the record on our network. And he talked about how excited he was at driving the Pop Warner bus for his dad in West Virginia growing up because he wanted to give back to the kids. That's a cool guy. And when we did that interview, he didn't care about where he was, and the team was number three in the country at the time when we did the interview, and he didn't want to talk about football. He didn't want to talk about Pop Warner. He didn't want to talk about his dad. He wanted to talk about giving back. I'll put aside his years with the Dolphins, because he's not a pro coach. He's a college coach. And you realize what he did with Alabama. And so, you know, Dolphins beat the Bills by 6 this weekend.
No. Rick, safe home from D.C. Yeah. We'll see you next week. Rick Harrow, Sports Business and Legal Insider. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe. So, good job by Rick there for a quick pop-in. You know, pop-in from Rick, which is always nice to hear. He's down in D.C. 77-61, Kentucky leads Mississippi State with 6 minutes to go there in the half. Then you got LSU up 9. They had just gotten it to 6, Joe. And now it's 9. 5 minutes to go in the game. LSU system play. Joe has gone in a couple times live on them.
Getting smashed.
Getting smashed, he says.
Well, I mean, I wish I had Nebraska, Carver. Look at this Miami team. Look at the heart. Heart of a lion.
Miami now.
Here comes Ole Miss. Here comes Ole Miss. Get the whip out.
Miami down 5.
Where's your sister play now?
What are you talking about?
I got 6. They're down 6.
Oh, Miami? Yeah, they're down 6. What are you talking about? Where's your system playing now?
I'm talking Ole Miss.
I got 73-62. I don't know what you're watching.
I'm on a delay, Carver.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. They're up 11. There is my system play now.
All right, so Miami's down 5, right? Let me put up the app. This quad box sucks. Kentucky,
I mean, you're
up
the
16.
One usually. Yeah, Kentucky's in, they're rolling.
I have Ole Miss plus the 8.5, too, in game. And 6.5. So I really need
so you
that
got
to
you need them.
To,
they're at the under 4 timeout. You got a little work to do there. Virginia's up 11 on Va Tech. What else of note do we have, Joe? Anything decent here?
Let's get involved in something. What do you want to do?
Oklahoma up 4 on West Virginia. Providence and DePaul starts at the top of the hour. Providence laying 9.5 at DePaul.
I told you earlier, Providence.
I don't really love that.
No?
Yeah, I don't like
Providence.
DePaul at home going after them.
I like their bigs. I like their bigs.
I mean, they suck, but it just seems like they're one of those teams, Joe, that whenever I get involved with them, they end up covering. It's just, it bothers me. I do like Maryland catching the 4.5 at Northwestern. Oh, wait, we like Texas Tech, don't we, at 9 o'clock?
Yeah,
we like Texas Tech.
Where's Texas Tech? Let's
take getting 12.5 at Houston. We like that?
We're taking the 12. Yeah, we're taking them. Come on. And I'm going to lay it with the bigs. Of Providence, they owe me.
The bigs.
I love their bigs. They can run.
The pigs can run. Their bigs can run.
What do you want to do late night? You want to take? And I like USC plus the 19.5. I think they're going to win the game outright.
19.5.
USC.
Yeah, I don't know about winning the game outright, Joe. That's a little tough.
But I said it on the show.
I know you did.
So, I'm going to put a parlay in. Texas Tech, Providence, and USC. System play.
Texas
System
Tech.
Play sizzler. System
Providence,
play sizzler.
USC. All right, I'll do Texas Tech, Maryland.
All right. System plan.
You want? I'll take the 19.5 with USC. I'm not taking any money line with them.
Arizona in a big spot. Just
them.
Never steps up for me. So, Darren, you see how like Providence is for you? Arizona's that way for me. picked them to win the national championship last year. First game, bam, smashed by Princeton. Smashed. They hit me over the face with a shovel. It's all right. I got some plays for the divisional round.
Oh, do you? What now? What grade of diamond are we talking about here? These cryptos? Are they rubies? Are they what do you have?
These are legit. Okay. All right.
Legit.
These plays. Okay. Pharmaceutical grade. These are. Okay? Yeah. Pharmaceutical grade special. Okay? You know, like 99.9 pure when they get the vitamins?
Yeah.
You know, what do you want? You want to take some creatine? 99.9 pharmaceutical grade pure. This is right out of the lab. Okay? Right out of the lab, this came. I was in dissecting. I was under the microscope.
When are you releasing those?
Well, we're midweek. You want me to ruin it for the people?
No, I'm just asking you when you release, so people know. At end of the week, you're releasing these?
End of the week when we go best bets.
So this isn't a prop. This is a side or a total.
There's some props and there's some totals.
And okay, you're going to save it all for the preview show, is what you're saying.
Yes, yes. I'm going to drop some chiclets out. Drop some chiclets.
I mean, it's in the Packers-Niner game. We know that.
Oh, don't be surprised, Carver. Don't do that to yourself. Seriously. I have a couple in your game, too. Yeah. I have a couple in your game.
Yeah, you dropped some breadcrumbs on that the other day.
And you didn't like it, did you? You didn't like it.
You know, it's all fine. It's all right.
You know, you just sit back there and all you do is judge. You know?
They're at the half in Toronto. The Heat are down 35.
You want to take
them?
They're
catching 25 and a half live here at the half.
There's another gutless team. This Ole Miss team, gutless.
This Nick Rocket game's a dead under, Joe. 48-46 at the half.
Blue collar. Looks like Herb Jones has a bad wheel tonight.
He never gets boards, dude. I don't know why you went to the boards.
Kids not crashing it.
Cavs are up 25 on the Bucks at halftime. Whew. Jeez. They're underway in Los Angeles too, Joe, between the Mavericks and the Lakers. And 12-10, Mavs lead very early on, of course. Very, very early. Nothing from Kyrie yet, just so you know.
Oh, no?
Nothing from Kyrie yet.
That's good. It's great.
I figured I'd keep you updated. Did you put that in for Kyrie? What did you put? Like
I got a no-sweat parlay. I got no sweat. I got Kyrie for 5 threes, Kyrie for 35, and LeBron for 25.
There's always a sweat, Joe.
They have nothing between them collectively. Absolutely gutless right now.
There's always a sweat.
We're 5 minutes in. Can we get one guy that chips the, you know, gets on the scoreboard there? Can he, you know, just jump out? This Ole Miss team, you want to talk about gutless. I mean, just complete gut check time. System play. 4-0 over the last two nights. The
system plays have been hot. System play.
You're the wheel. This is your time now. This is where I lose money because I'm just throwing stuff together here.
Not true at all. All right, Joe. All right. So we're good with this now for the late night. We have Texas Tech.
Yeah, we're in.
We have USC.
And I have Providence. I leave.
Yeah, and I'm not on that. Florida State up 7, 67-60 on Miami. They're at the under 8. Texas up 12 on UCF.
That was 8.5, wasn't it, or no?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Oklahoma up 4 at the half on West Virginia. right now as well.
All right. So. We just wait it out, Carver.
Yeah, we're gonna wait it out, Joe. Have we been looking for some scoring in the hockey? And I'm not sure if we have been able to find that yet. We have 2-1 Florida leads Detroit now in the third. They're going to the third. Probably just starting the third. Montreal leads the Devils 2-0. Going to the second.
Really?
How about that, Joe, at the Rock in Newark? Hmm.
Let's take the over in game.
Over 4.5, minus 136 to the over.
Yep.
I don't love it.
All right. Forget it.
I don't love it, Joe.
All right. Give me something. Well, you know, we weren't on point last night with the, what was it, Harrison? What was that guy's name?
Oh, what, in the hockey?
Yeah.
McDavid?
No, the other guy.
Austin Matthews?
Matthews, Harris, same thing.
Matthews scored 30 seconds into the game.
Yeah, the kid could have been
hot. McDavid let us down.
Had a lot of opportunities, too.
Had a billion. But no, we couldn't get the goal from him. We got the goal from Matthews. He scored the first goal of the game.
Yeah. Just, when things are going sour, Carver, they just go sour. Like whiskey sour. That's what happens.
True.
You gotta try to limit the losses on the downside. That's all. You know what I mean?
You try to limit
maximize
them, Joe.
The profits. Limit the losses. Bankroll management.
Here we go. You gonna give us a lesson, Coach? You gonna get this in here, Coach? And
bankroll management.
You gonna talk us up, Coach?
Yeah, come on. Talk us up. Bankroll. You know, for the sharps out there, you know that, you know, do this for a living. It's all about bankroll management. Same guy's complaining about a $2 hot dog.
What are you talking about?
The hot dog was $2 on Wednesday. You jacked it up to $2.18. What are you doing?
All right. We'll do a lot of the football, Joe, in the second hour. We've got some other things that we have to do as well. McCarthy's staying in Dallas. He is not going anywhere. We'll take a look. There's a lot of injury updates from practices on Wednesday. Including Mark Andrews, Joe, which really stuns me. I guess Mark Andrews is going to play. I mean, he's a full go at practice. He's a full participant.
Yeah, you know how this goes, though, right? He's probably going to score a touchdown if they, you know, he loves Mark Andrews.
Limited snaps, right, Joe? He probably won't even be a big part of the game plan except in the red zone. He's going to get red zone snaps.
Big body. He's the big body.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. All right, Joe, this is going to come right down to the wire here for you. 80-72, LSU leads Ole Miss. With
hang in there.
52 seconds left in the game.
Hang in there.
Now, everyone can eat here, Joe. I mean, LSU wins this game by 5. Everybody eats.
I mean, these games, they're starting to foul, too. 80-73. All right, we're on the line.
Everybody can eat here. Come on.
Everybody can eat. Let's go.
You tell me I never rooted in. Here you go. I'm rooting it in. Let's go. Everybody can eat here.
Come on. Use a little of that body English. Look at my
system play and cash it live for you. Get the system play and the live cash.
Miami's not going anywhere. 80-674. All right, we're in it. Let's go.
What, did you go in on Miami Live? Is that what you did?
No, I'm just, what, no, 80-74, Ole Miss.
Oh, I heard you say Miami. So
well, Miami's making it a game. They're down
yeah,
two.
Yeah, they're down, yeah, two-point game.
This Kyrie.
Meanwhile, what a melt Kyrie's by the Seminoles.
Where's Kyrie? Kyrie and LeBron's got seven. Kyrie's got absolutely nothing. 3 minutes left in the first. This kid is gutless tonight. I'm sure the pig, Luka, has how many? 19 already?
He's got actually, believe it or not, he hasn't done much, Joe. As I go to look, he's got
Hardaway?
Six. Hardaway's got four.
So,
Kyrie quiet so far. We got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back right after this.